The picnic shelter just off the main entrance at 18th Street was donated by the Rotary Club in 1960. Picnics were held all over the park, but especially at the edge of the playgrounds or the hillside at the 18th Street entrance. People traveled up from Spokane using a streetcar that stopped at 10th and then would walk the rest of the way up. Over time, the streetcar would drop a person off just outside the park. All people from all walks of life would enjoy the park. According to the ad in the Spokane Daily Chronicle, the presence of the park caused the property around the park to raise nearly 15 times what it was worth. This limited the type of people who could afford to live around the park. Those who lived around the park often complained about the park, the people, and the noises, especially when the zoo was in the park from 1905 to 1932. There was a letter to the mayor in 1906 complaining about an unsightly building that was under construction on the Manitou Park property. If you walk to the entrance of the picnic shelter, turn around and face north and see the lower tennis courts. These were paved in 1926 and were part of the park in its early years. The land in front of the picnic shelter, still facing north, was covered by Mirror Lake, now Manitou Pond or the Duck Pond. It stretched from Division to Grand. You can walk up the stairs to the trail behind the picnic shelter and walk that path. As you turn right, on the left is the sledding hill, where kids of all ages from 1900 to present have enjoyed sledding that hill in the winter.